Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Jonathan Brule, and this morning's conversation is with Elaine Duke, Chief Procurement Officer at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Also joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, Director of Homeland Security Services at IBM. Elaine, I'd like to transition now to the future. Could you give us a sense of some of the key issues that will affect acquisition and procurement offices government-wide over the couple of years ahead?
I think one of the biggest is going to be the workforce issues in terms of how are we going to revitalize and expand our workforce. Not only in DHS but federal-wide, the number of dollars spent on acquisitions is going up. So with the curve of having the majority of contracting professionals eligible to retire over the next 3 to 5 years, how are we going to build that workforce and ensure we have the competencies? And that is a huge area for us right now.
So as we narrow that down a bit to the opportunities and challenges that your organization will face in the future, how does that change when you talk just specifically about DHS?
I think that If the federal government has changed, we're change squared. I think that I used to think, when will DHS mature enough so it's more stable? And I think that from what I spoke about earlier about the dynamic nature of the mission, I think the reality is that DHS will always be more of a changing organization than some of the other departments. And so that is really the challenge now. Rather than trying to eliminate change or stabilize, I think our focus has to be, how are we going to manage change? So how are we going to plan things? And I think you really can plan for change if you're thinking about it. So how are we going to plan for the constant change? In addition to the change in mission, we have the change in the administration, which will be a personnel change for us. And so what are we going to put in place to be able to effectively manage that?
So if you were to look 3 to 5 years out, what would you see out there that looks different than it looks today? What's changed 3 to 5 years out there?
Well, I think one of the things that will change is we will have a higher maturity level, so we'll have more discipline of process, I call it. And what I mean by that is, I think that the key to success is optimization. And sometimes we tend to have nothing, or we tend to maximize. And I think when it comes to flexibility versus discipline of process, the key really is optimization and how much is enough. Some people talk about bureaucracy as a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's only a bad thing when it's useless or when it becomes too cumbersome. But some amount of bureaucracy is good. It exists in industry and it exists in government for a reason. So I hope that in that horizon, we'll be moving towards still staying nimble and quick so that we can meet our mission, but having the right amount of discipline so we have some standardization where standardization is appropriate, the repeatable processes where that's a good thing, yet we're still youthful, if you will, enough that we can react to the changing mission.
We also talked to many of our guests about the pending government employee retirement wave. How are you handling the retirement wave, and what is your organization doing to ensure that you have the right staff mix to meet your future challenges?
That is the most complex problem, and it is a one I spend quite a bit of my time on. I think that bringing in the interns that I talked about earlier is very important. I think we have a generation coming out of college that are really excited about serving their country, and their DHS provides those type of mission interests that make it easier for us to recruit than maybe some of the other departments. People know Homeland Security, and they're excited by it and really feel that despite all the publicity, I think there's a feeling we can make it better. And that's what we're looking at. I talked about the reemployed annuitants later. In the midterms, we're looking at, can we take people that haven't done contracting but are mid-career but can transition the same basic skills. So if you talk about analytical skills, decision-making, problem-solving, you can learn that in many different career fields. I tend to think that it may be easier to take some of those kind of people and then teach them contracting, because contracting is not that hard if you have those basic skills.
Earlier on in the program, you mentioned one of your top priorities as being continued development of the competencies within the acquisition workforce. What are some of the things that you're doing to ensure that your staff has the appropriate training and skills to be able to fulfill this requirement?
Well, we're trying to offer several different ways of training and increasing skills. One is the traditional training. That's through Federal Acquisition Institute, Defense Acquisition University, and some private sector sources. But in addition to just the training in a classroom setting, really feel like workshops are very useful, especially for DHS where people are very busy, where we have topical type workshops. Those have been very interesting and very well attended. So we'll have anywhere from a 2 to 4 to 8 hour workshop on a specific topic focused where we see areas that need attention. The other thing we're doing is we're using our oversight as we do our management reviews to identify what are the areas that do need skills refreshment, if you will. And so if we have a problem with cost and price analysis, then we'll hold training or these workshops on that. So we're really trying to marry our oversight, what we're seeing there, identifying areas that appear to be weaker, and then targeting specifically for those areas.
So you've mentioned a number of times on the interview this morning the linchpin of the program manager in acquisition and in contracting. What are some of the things that you're doing within the department to make sure that you continue to develop the skills and numbers of people that have the competency to be able to manage programs of the size and scale that the department must undertake?
Well, we've partnered with the Human Capital Office to do DHS centralized recruiting. So rather than having each component having to go out to recruit, we have done some centralized recruiting, and we're doing centralized screening of those applicants so that we can provide a list of qualified candidates to the components that they can choose from to fill their vacancies. We're doing training at the executive level on acquisition. So these component commanders, as I called them before, get a better feeling for what acquisition is so they know their needs. Where in Department of Defense, you have separate acquisition commands. Our component heads have to be both operational commanders and the acquisition commanders. And so giving them some specifically focused executive training. The other thing we're doing is the Program Management Council. And the other thing that we're working on is the Investment Review Board, and both bringing a focus on ensuring that investments are reviewed from both an acquisition and mission perspective as they move along, but also adding a governance element to it. And what I mean by the governance element is making sure that once a program is approved, that it's accomplishing its mission on cost, schedule, and performance targets.
Elaine, you've had a very interesting career within the public service. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to someone thinking about a career in public service?
I'll tell you, it's just great. I think that the best thing about public service is you're given as much room to grow as you can handle. I think early on you get a lot of responsibility and you can keep growing in terms of responsibility. I think it's a great place to work to be able to balance family and professionalism, which was always very important to me. And I think that's important to a lot of people. And I think that the federal government does a very good job of letting us balance all pieces of our work life. And I think that it's also just exciting because there is the constant change. There's never a plateau where you say, I'm done now. And that's if you're going to spend 30 years doing something, you don't want to be done too early.
Elaine, that's great advice. We've reached the end of our time, and that will have to be our last question. I want to thank you for fitting us into your very busy schedule. And more importantly, Dave and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country.
Thank you. And I'd like to just say in closing that I really, if you're interested from both doing business with DHS or a career with DHS, we have two great websites. Our website for those interested in doing business with DHS is www.dhs.gov/openforbusiness. If you're interested in a career with us, we have a website, www.dhs.gov/acquisition careers. Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Elaine Duke, Chief Procurement Officer at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My co-host has been Dave Abel, Director of Homeland Security at IBM. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Jonathan Bruhl. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.